Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming at you live from a beautiful, although very rain-soaked Corbett, Oregon. We had so much rain 2 days ago that caused an accident and knocked out power for like several thousand residents. It was quite interesting, but the leaves on the trees get loaded with water and they just kind of want to come down rather than stay, you know, vertical and upright. But hope all is well in your neck of the woods, wherever you are residing on this beautiful, wonderful June day. We're coming into the home stretch of the month of June, and there's a lot of activity going on. We are, what, a full 6 months into the, you know, if you want to call it the new NECAN or the new NECAN 2.0 or the newer NECAN, whatever you want to call it. But as Madeline Zaworski said last week, a hybrid. And speaking of Madeline, I think I'm hoping to have her with us next Saturday to talk about, you know, this different model that we have now as NECANites that allows us to really get people connected with NECAN faster than anything else. And it's interesting because contacts out there in the network marketing industry, and how different companies are saying, oh yeah, you don't have to sign up, you don't have to do anything, you just immediately start buying products. And then if you start saying, you know, there's all these different things, they hook you in and then start making all these different promises. There's no promises to be made in NECAN as a customer. We just want to get you, you know, connected to the system, so you don't have to fill all that information out again because it's already there. And, you know, allowing people to do that, we've had just a ton of fun allowing people to get connected for free and then be able to take advantage of what I like to call extremely affordable, in all caps, products that are either comparable to or a step above anything else that's out there, whether it's in a regular bricks and mortar store or from another network marketing company or any other source, especially when it comes to our nutritionals and seeing the CalDense completely revived, not just relabeled, but the formulation modified to make it better for its absorption and all the other things. These are some of the wonderful attributes about this company. And often, some of us may be out in an area where we're isolated. Maybe we don't have the advantage of taking part in a weekly gathering of consultants. And so a lot of times ideas, how to use these solutions, you know. The last few weeks I've been compelled, to take things to another level as far as taking care of this temple. About a year and a half ago, well, it was during our 40th anniversary celebration in Orlando, Florida, international event with 1,500 people, packed house from all over the globe where NECAN was doing business. Roger Drummer, in one of his two presentations, he challenged us from a nutritional standpoint to, and he said, you know, isn't this referred to as a temple? And he, you know, pointed to his physical body. And he said, you know, we need to treat it as a temple, not a tent. You know, this is not a temporary dwelling place. This is something that's permanent, well, at least for 70, 80, 90, 100, how many ever years, you know, God allows us to be on the earth. And yet, more often than not, we're doing things daily that are not allowing us to enjoy the fullness of what this physical body will give us. You know, in those simple daily habits, you know, are we consuming enough water? You know, do we drink half of our body weight in ounces? Speaking of that, you know, the one that really challenged me in that arena is Dr. Ash, who will be on Dave Johnson's program here in a few minutes later this morning. And I believe it's Dr. Ash and Dr. Linder together. I thought I saw two names. So that's coming up, but we'll talk about that in a bit. But, you know, half your body weight in ounces of water. You know, so if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to be drinking 75 ounces of water. What does that equate out to? Well, it's, you know, 8 or so 10-ounce glasses. I know some people who drink that much in coffee every day. I mean, I've met them, and things are not working so good in their physical body. What about sleep? Are we giving our body enough sleep that we need? You know, when it comes to nutrients, are we putting in as many good, you know, nutrients, fruits and vegetables, and protein sources that are easily digestible for the body. And I'm not talking a stockpile of the typical American diet, you know, steak and eggs for breakfast, and a, you know, Big Mac or Carl's Jr., you know, double Western burger, whatever, for lunch, and then, you know, a pork chop for dinner. You know, that there's a lot of people out there that do that. And they wonder why they're lethargic, why their bodies are so inflamed. Because so much heavy meat protein is not good. I'm not a vegan. I'm not 100% plant-based. I'm getting closer. And I will tell you, the more I start to pursue other sources of protein rather than those heavy meats, the easier it is for my body to function. And so on and so forth. And you know, all these different things. But what I want to talk about today, what I really want to focus in on, and I really am asking for participation from folks, what are some of the simple ways? You know, here's three right off the top of my head that, you know, one of the big things, and I've become an advocate for, 8 months now, when Nikan introduced the True Elements, our newer skincare line, 8 months ago, I absolutely fell in love with the shower gel. Our stimulating shower gel. And, you know, often we think shower gel, okay, but, you know, why? You know, what's the big deal? Why put the word stimulating in the description? Well, you know, I only use it to wash my face and shave with, and then for shampoo once or twice a week. That's all I shampoo my hair. And I'll tell you, as my friend Joanne White said to me at breakfast the other morning, she said, I did that. I can't believe how soft and smooth my hair feels after I use it for shampoo. And my dear friend Alan Fujioka in Hawaii, same thing. He's the one that actually turned me on to the idea because he has to wash his hair every day because it's so oily. You know, and who would think that a shower gel could be used for shampoo? And, you know, one of the simple ways that we can incorporate Nikan's products into our daily routine. Nikan has said for years that they will never introduce a product that is not unique enough and to stand alone that you couldn't build a whole business around it. The True Elements product line is definitely that way. The last few weeks, I finally ran out of the old True Elements toner that I was using. After shaving, not splashing, you know, aftershave on your face, because that's crazy. I can't. But I would never do that. I've done it once or twice in my life. But putting the toner, it's a really tall bottle, and just a little bit, rubbing it around my face. I have to confess, I find myself throughout the day reaching up and grabbing my cheeks and massaging them because they feel so good. I know that's kind of ironic for a guy to be admitting that he's playing with his face. But it really is amazing to see what simple products can do to preserving this temple, you know, so utilizing those. Another one that I'm an advocate for, and I'm kind of going rapid fire, I don't leave as much time for you guys to share, is any of the nutritionals that Nikan markets, the lactoferrin, the liver, the immunity, I've been doing this for years, the jade greenzymes, anything that's in powder form, that or in a capsule that we can open up and become in powder form, if you really want to exaggerate the results and accelerate the benefits you're going to get from these products, you can even cut the dosage in half, which is what I do. You know, it's recommended that we use 2 immunity a day for a 150-pound adult, which, by the way, is a little sidebar. All of Nikan's nutritionals, whatever's on the label, those are engineered for a 150-pound person. So if you weigh, you know, 225, which is, you know, half there again, well, you need to do 1.5 times that dosage. Or if you're, you know, 300 pounds, you need to do double the dosage. We've got friends that are not quite 300 pounds, but, you know, 220, 230-ish, they do, you know, they do a double dose of the progesterol, the Bergy, every single day. They've been on it for months. I'm thinking of a friend of ours from church, and he's having fantastic results. He's taller. He's not fat. He's carrying a little extra weight, but he's not morbidly obese or anything like that. But your body needs more because you're bigger. So regarding the immunity, I take a capsule every single morning. I dump a little bit on a spoon for Addie, our six-year-old, and then I bury that immunity with jades on her spoon, but I do the same thing in my mouth. I dump the rest of the capsule underneath my tongue and then dump a half a teaspoon underneath my tongue. And then throughout the day, in the afternoon, I'll usually sometimes, especially when I'm under the weather, do that again, and then again at night to get that. Our bodies will absorb nutritionals underneath the tongue, completely bypass the digestive glands. They'll absorb it through the saliva ducts and gets into the bloodstream faster, more effective, and the results are just astounding. And I encourage people to do that with the lactoferrin. I'll tell you, it's nasty. I gave some to a dear friend yesterday, and you could hear Stacy in the background say, "Yeah, Rick, it's nasty." Well, she's never really done it that often as much as I do it. But it really does accelerate the results. And that's one of the ways that we can share with other people. Say, hey, look at this. Is, you know, not for the weak in heart here, but for those who really want to, you know, accelerate things, it's a way to go. You know, these are some of the simple things that we have incorporated into our daily routine that a lot of people forget. One other real quick one is that getting a lot of people, when we introduce the M strides or the mag steps or the M steps, they say, well, you know, it's warmer weather, it's the summertime, I wear open-toed shoes or flip-flops or sandals or Birkenstocks. Most women that I found that wear an open-toe sandal or shoe, they have the little piece of strapping that goes in between the big and the second biggest toe. And instead of cutting a slit from, you know, front to back, if you go at a diagonal angle sideways, and I should have grabbed an M-step or an M-stride to have in my hands, but you end up cutting through two of the fluid flux funnels. That's a Dave Balzer coined phrase. Well, not really coined, but that's what they refer to them as, the pockets of air that they put in the insole. But cutting through two, and when you hit the second one diagonally, it's about almost in the center, about, you know, a third of the way in or so, maybe a little more. But when you hit that second one, literally carving out that fluid flux funnel entirely so it's not there. And then opening that, kind of bending it a little bit and sliding it in sideways, and that way that insole will stay in place on the shoe. And the nice thing about an M-step or an M-stride is there's only one side goes up, so you don't have to worry about trying to flip-flop them, you know, to the other shoe. And they will stay in place so women can enjoy being barefoot, wearing that open shoe, and still get the benefits from the insole. And this is a really crucial thing, as we're in the summer, warmer months, for them to enjoy that. And I did this with the gal who, my hairdresser, if I could call her that, she's more of a barber type, as far as what, you know, the clientele that had come into her shop. But her response was just amazing. She was so careful. She's had them for about two weeks, I think. We got busy after I dropped them off with some information. She read all the information. She really appreciated it. But when I cut them into her shoes, she stood up. I stood up. And she threw her arms around me and said, thank you, with this big, big Vietnamese smile. And, I mean, it was just, I'm thinking, because usually she's pretty cold. Well, when I walked in that day, she was in the middle of her lunch break, and I walked right back into the little break room, and she says, what you want? What you want? And I went, oh, fine, how are you, too? You know? But that's a typical response that, you know, the way she's kind of hostile. But she, you know, very sarcastic and fun. But it was her response afterwards, because she was so afraid to cut them or do something to them. She said, I don't want to ruin them. I said, oh, you can't ruin these things at all, period. There's no way you can ruin them. But going that little extra step to allow her to enjoy the benefit, but they need to be modified. They need to be tweaked a little bit. I find myself doing that with a lot of the things that we have, so that people can enjoy the benefits of them. People say, well, you know, I don't want anything else on my counter, in my kitchen, you know, and so where am I going to put that waterfall? Well, let's see. Let's give it a shot to see if, you know, and what I found is people that say, well, I want to put it in my laundry room or my pantry or some other place, it ends up finding its way back to the kitchen because they get tired of carting water back and forth, for one. But secondly, that's the place where most people go to get a source of water because they're used to getting it out of the sink or the tap or the refrigerator. And if it's some other room, they won't remember to go get it. So they realize that priorities will come into play, and water is a priority, and it'll gravitate, and all of a sudden it doesn't look as big as they originally thought it would be. You know, figuring out ways, or putting it up on a little block so they can get, you know, bottles of water underneath of it so it dispenses easily. What are some of the things? And here's where we're going to open it up. *6 on your phone will demute your line. I want to hear from you. Please don't be shy on this, because I know there's a lot of ideas out there, a lot of things that you do everything single day. You may not think are that big of a deal, but to somebody who's newer or just never not really thought about it that way, what are ways that you're benefiting from the Nikan solutions? What are some of the simple super solutions that are out there that these products that you've integrated into your daily routine to get either more results from it, or you're benefiting it? You know, you take the vital balance, you know, the Kenzen vital balance, ways you mix it. There's, you know, how many different recipes are out there? What do you do to enjoy it? So, again, let's not be shy here. What are some of the ideas, some of the things you do that you've utilized to really maximize the benefits from these great products that we have?
Hi, Vance. I'll be first.
Thank you, Nancy, from Cleveland, Ohio. And by the way, big congratulations. No, you're not a basketball fan, Nancy?
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started. Oh, my gosh.
Well, is that like a 45-year drought or 49-year? I can't remember what it was. So you guys finally bring home a championship.
52.
52 years without a championship from one of your professional ball teams. What an amazing feat. So,
oh, yes.
Anyway.
I mean, we're all still walking in air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Unbelievable. Thank you.
So, Nancy, you are a big advocate of Autoship, of the Nikan Nutritionals. What? I mean, I know you got more than one idea that you could share, but what's the big one?
It's not even on Nutritionals. Years ago, I had plantar fasciitis. And obviously was wearing the insult and the MagStep. I found that when I slept with the MagStep, it helped immensely. And I have other people who have had plantar fasciitis whom I've talked to, and I recommended that, also found much better. It seems to heal quicker, and it's easier to get up in the morning. It's just a simple thing to do, and it works.
Now, I met a gal in Virginia. I think I met her, or at least I talked to her on the phone in Virginia. When you say you slept with the MagStep, so this gal, that was the product she was given at a home demo, and she took them home. And she had a really bad hip issue, and she ended up sleeping with them, actually on them. She laid them right underneath of her hip, and I'm not thinking that's what you're talking about with plantar fasciitis. How did you keep them on your body?
Interesting they brought that up. I actually sleep with them on my feet. I put them in a pair of some kind of a sock, whether it's an old pair of the old tube socks or the more recently, several years ago, I think I had a problem, and I put them in, you know, one of the short socks that women wear in the summertime. But interestingly, when we first joined, the only thing we had was the MagStep. And Marty had a Flex that he wore all the time. And one day I was going to take the dog for a walk, bent down to make the bed, and got something in my hip. And I thought, okay, this is not going to work. What do I have that I can use? And I took one of them out of my shoe, put it on there. We went for our walk. Halfway around, it stopped hurting. Took it out, put it back in my shoe, and we were fine. So you use what you've got, you know, mm-hmm. if you don't have everything. And you implement, whatever you're using.
They also were great for hiccups. I can tell you the last time, I don't get hiccups very often, but the last time I was going down Interstate 205, I think we were headed to church, and about midway, I don't know why I remember these things so vividly, but I reached down, I flipped my shoe off, I pulled out my insole and put it right there on, you know, my diaphragm, kind of my belly, and before we got to the next, you know, all the roads in Portland are kind of in mile increments, and I think it was the next two exits up that, you know, I just put the insole right back in my shoe.
I'd never heard that one. That sounds great. Marty gets the hiccups and go on for days, it feels like. Wow, thank you.
Yes, they're wonderful. A flex is bigger, has more coverage area, but, when you're in a pinch and you don't wear a flex regularly, it's one of those things. I don't remember where I heard that from or saw somebody do it or, what it was, but, again, it's just, and, kids who get hiccups, because they eat too fast or whatever reason, whatever brings them on, I don't know what the cause of them is, but it's a great way to, resolve that.
Yes,
And again, anybody with any foot or leg or especially calf disorder or knee issues, wearing the insoles 24/7, again, with a bigger pair of socks, especially for men, women not so much because they're so narrow, the insoles are trimmed narrow, but getting them in your feet, we've seen, especially people with blood sugar disorders, type 1 or 2 diabetes, cold feet, those are types of things that exposing the feet, the 90,000 nerve endings in each foot to a magnetic insole, an increased source of what God put in the earth, the magnetic force, the field that's in the earth, because we're not running around barefoot most days, or at least not, I don't. There are people that do, I know some. But being able to expose the body to that 24/7 while we sleep is a huge, huge benefit.
I just want to add, I was also sleeping on the, the sleep system, but this was just an added benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're doing. Do you still deal with the plantar fasciitis today?
I haven't had it for a number of years already.
Okay.
Not that I'm complaining, but no.
Yeah, and I've heard of people utilizing, they'll rub the CM cream, which I've had to do a couple times lately, different, projects that I've been a part of, or, things either here, Stacy decided to rip all the wallpaper off the walls because of three daughters over the years, picking at the seams, and, the joints are coming out from the edges, and we only had two rooms in the living room and then one bathroom on the main floor, and so this week she got a harebrained idea and started ripping wallpaper off, and so stepping up on stools and ladders and getting back down, the ball of my feet coming back down, that impact really messed one up. And I only did it about a half a dozen times before I realized, hey, I should stop doing this. But that night, rubbing the CM cream into the ball of my foot, just really pounding, as hard as I could. Next morning, waking up and nothing, absolutely nothing. I know men that swear by it. That's all they do. Every single night, that's part of their nightly routine, is rubbing the CM cream into the bottom of their feet. And I asked one gentleman, why do you do that? And he said, I don't know. It just feels wonderful, and I just got in a routine. Stuck in a rut, I guess. And he said, but it's part of what I do. So the foot is a fantastic way to get anything, good or bad, into the body, into affecting the whole nervous system. Really, really, and again, accelerated. And if you want to make it go even faster, with any of the products, whether they're magnetic, the CM cream, the tape is directly out of the bath or the shower, or if it's the middle afternoon and you're not going to go that route, taking a warm, hot as you can take it, washcloth with warm water, putting it on the area, letting it set for a minute or so, and then rubbing the CM cream in or applying the tape. The absorption rate will be so much faster for the body just because you're heating up that area. It's, again, in sports medicine, it's that hot-cold. When someone gets a bruise or they tear something or pull something, they alternate hot and cold. Well, we get the benefits of both because we don't necessarily have to have the cold because it's just regular temperature. But the body will absorb the technologies that we have, and then the heat is naturally generated from them. So you don't necessarily have to go to the cold, So, anyways,
another thing that's good for the feet or any place is the Mag Boys, now called the Mag Duos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they also, when I had plantar fasciitis, were wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was before the CM cream, anyway.
Yes. Well, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it greatly. See, that wasn't so hard. Nancy decided not to be shy. Who else?
Vance.
Yeah.
This is Pauline Thomas.
Good morning.
I have one with the cocoon. We took a airplane trip this winter, And we didn't want to be without our sleep systems, so we took the cocoon sleeping bag and put it in a backpack and took it on the airplane, and we had a sleep system with us, and it was great.
Now, did you sleep on it or under it?
We slept on it.
On it. Okay, so you mm-hmm. open it up and laid it flat, and you and Larry slept on it.
Right.
I know people that do both. They have one over and one under.
Mm-hmm.
How many days were you on it? And I mean,
let's see. We were gone about 5 days.
Okay.
And we, you know, if we were going to be gone longer, then Larry and I would both probably take a backpack with the sleeping bag in, and then have one under and over. But and it's great. For the plane, too, if you're going to have a long time on the airplane, to have it in the backpack and then to put it on your seat. And then you don't get all cramped up and you don't get tired of sitting. It's fantastic.
You know, you bring up a really valid point when it comes to being on a flight. And I'm talking like 2.5-3 hours plus. And I you know, Lord forbid any of us do what our oldest daughter, you know, 16 hours from Miami to the first stopping point in Africa. Okay, that was the first leg of the journey, 16 hours in that plane. And that's, when you're in an environment like that, you know, so far away from the Earth's magnetic field, you know, 35, 37, 40,000 feet, being able to replicate that with a cocoon over the top, you know, especially if you're with somebody, draping it over the top, because not only do our bodies get sedentary when sitting in a position like that, but again, we're away from that magnetic field of the Earth, and then the far infrared waves and the negative ions. There's no negative ions up in an airplane, but then when you factor in all the other contaminants from all these other passengers in a very closed, you know, climate, environment, our bodies are more susceptible to all kinds of stuff. And there are certain medical conditions that doctors will not allow their patients to fly because of the problems going on in the legs as far as circulation, blood clots, different things. And this is a common thing today that we see. But again, being exposed to that. The insoles are fantastic. It's one way, if you want to keep your feet from swelling on an airline, on a flight, is make sure you have the insoles in. It really cuts down. Our body, I don't know why what creates that, and I'm sure there's somebody smarter than I am that could explain that condition. But Colleen, you bring up a really, really valid point to be able to replicate that.
And also, if we're on an airplane, we always take extra lactoferrin and immunity because of, like you said, all the stuff on the plane, and we just don't get sick, and a lot of people do, and I think that makes quite a difference, too.
Yeah, you bring that up. I remember years ago I was gone on a 7 or 8 day trip, and every day multiple meetings, you know, lunch meetings, dinner meetings, breakfast meetings, evening presentation, whatnot, a lot of one-on-one conversations with people, and I got near the end, and right as I got on the plane, My throat started getting that itchy, scratchy, and I thought, oh, okay, something's going down. I remember as soon as I sat down, I popped open a lactoferrin capsule, and I dumped it under my tongue. And if you really want to wake yourself up, jolt yourself, that's a good way to do it. I mean, way better than coffee or even a 10-4. It kind of burns underneath your tongue a little bit. But I remember I did that, and then I had a layover, and I took another one or some immunity or something. But by the time I got home, the very next day when I woke up, there was nothing, absolutely nothing going on. And I attribute it to exactly what you just, you know, said, taking an extra lactoferrin, getting it in the body to allow the body to, you know, absorb that and, you know, have that build up. So.
Right, right. And also a 10-4, we take it right under our tongue. And we have gotten to like the flavor, and it has saved us on trips, driving, when we get sleepy. Oh my, it's wonderful. I think it saved our lives.
It is a fantastic, you know, product. And again, being able to take things underneath your tongue, and it's being that it's in powder form. You know, I've never had anybody try it. There's a wild harebrained idea, trying it with the Kenzen Vital Balance to dump it on your tongue. It might be kind of chalky and pasty, taking, especially even one scoop would be a little bit extreme. But so please don't somebody do that and say, Vance, I took your advice and I tried it and it doesn't work. I ended up with blowing vital balance dust everywhere. So don't do that.
But, I tried it, Vance, when I was in the hospital with my knee surgery, but I wasn't doing a scoop. I just tried a little bit. Don't do it. Not worth it. Was not. I mean, it tasted okay. It doesn't dissolve right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it would. It does need to be shaken or at least stirred a little bit.
With water.
Yeah, with water. It's, yeah.
But,
anyways, so hey, we got time for a couple more. Anybody besides Nancy and Colleen want to share?
Hey, this is Cindy Weiscarver.
Good morning, Cindy.
I just did that to my flip-flops because we're going to a surprise party and I wanted to wear flip-flops. And I'm like, I don't wear my insoles. So I just did that to my insoles and I am so excited because I've had multiple people say, well, I wear flip-flops all summer. Now we've got it. You're amazing.
Well,
and then the 10-4, I had to drive to Iowa from Kentucky in the middle of the night. My dad got put in the hospital and I left here at 11, did 2 10-4s in my Yeti cup, sipped on it the whole way, and I was fine until 9 o'clock the next night.
Wow.
It was amazing, and able to listen to doctors and everything, and very focused. So
that's hardcore. Fall. And I did a lot of that night driving when I was in my early 20s, but I'm going to guess, Cindy, you're not quite in your early...
I'm not in my early 20s, try mid-50s, okay?
Yeah.
So it was awesome, and I was able to listen. So, and my nephew talks about, he's in engineering school, and he talks about the 10-4 being the best energy drink and focus that he's ever had, and he breaks the curve at Iowa State. So.
Yeah, and an idea, Cindy, and I don't know if you'd do this, but an idea to really, all of my jackets, I'm kind of at a loss in the summertime because I'm not wearing jackets, and I need to make sure my sun visor in my truck, that's kind of where I store stuff that I want to keep Addie's hands off because anything in the glove box is basically fair game.
Right.
But having an extra stick or two on you all the time, because when you see somebody, and people that I find that carry around, a Monster or a Red Bull or, a Rockstar. There's a newer coffee shop here on the West Coast, Red Rock, I think is what it's called, or Black Rock, I forget the name. But they will make your coffee with one of the energy drinks, as if you're not getting enough caffeine in the coffee by itself. But I've found people that will be drinking those that just, they're not the type of person that I perceive that is open to wellness. Now, I have struck up a few conversations with complete strangers and asked them, hey, I noticed you're drinking one. What are you drinking for? And a variety of different responses. But, if there was a way you could get the same amount of energy from a 100% organic source, would you be open to that? That's better for you without the chemicals, because there's some stuff in that's not so good for us. And if they say yes, offering them a stick. I haven't seen a huge response back. However, when you're with people that are looking for that, or they're more open, you can just sense it, whether they're wanting to curb that addiction. Cindy, as you said, your nephew said the best source of energy.
Yeah, and he said, I don't bottom out like I do with Red Bull. But one of our downlines is a pastor. He does when he's, had a late, needs some extra boost, He does a cup of coffee, and he puts his 10-4 in his coffee.
Oh, wow.
He says it's amazing. He said, I can sit through all those meetings and listen to everybody, and I'm actually focused instead of spacing out, because he's so tired. So you might want to try it. at least maybe a half of one if you really need it.
Yeah.
So,
no, and it's, again...
And he was really, wow. It's great to go.
So, and more often than not, we forget, we think, oh, 10-4, it's just an energy drink. It's not so much the energy, but what green matcha tea does for brain stimulation is phenomenal. And again, it's not just the alertness. That's a great. It's almost a side benefit, much like, you know, the side benefit of the Kinzen Vital Balance is weight reduction or weight maintenance. The real, the mindset, the benefit, or what the intent was when that formula was created, was a mind stimulation or a mind repairing formulation to do that. And the, you know, the second ingredient being the medium chain triglycerides, that's what it was intended for. But then again, the side benefit is we end up getting to the desired weight faster. But the 10-4, remembering about the Kinzen 10-4, is that it really does alter and flip those switches on that need to be on and allow them to stay on longer, and then you don't have that crash that is typical of an energy drink. These 5-hour energy, you know, little shots they talk about, or you see them advertised and, you know, at the checkout stands, especially at gas stations and convenience stores, they're all over. I mean, we're just literally inundated with them. They are labeled accordingly, because at the end of that, you know, 5-hour or 6-hour, whatever they're labeled on that product, you will have a tremendous crash. And it's really sad, because it's just chemicals, and it's just a stimulant, much like any other medication or drug. They last a certain amount of time, and then that's it. Whereas something that's organic and wholesome, like a 10-4, or any of our nutritionals, or even you look at the True Elements, the same thing. There are no hazardous byproducts or side effects that are going to be derived from it. It's designed to work with the body, not just be a kind of a cover-up. So these are great, fantastic, great ideas and solutions.
Sam?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
This is Steve. I just wanted to let people know a tremendous use of the M-Stride. It seems like, unfortunately, I do this every year when the weather starts to turn hot, and I go outside and do 14, 15, 16,000 steps in the garden, walking in the yard, working in the garden. Don't drink enough water. And so my knee or my left knee or my left Achilles tendon area always get inflamed. I mean, it's just something that I should know, to drink an extra half gallon of water that, you know, when I go first start getting outside in the 80, 90, 100 degree days. And this year it was my knee, and I hobbled around, you know, immediately get a far infrared wrap on it and try to get, you know, some power chips around the edge. And one of the ladies on the lifestyle calls, West Coast, East Coast lifestyle calls, either with, I can't remember whether it was with Valerie and Debbie on the West Coast or Linda and crew on the East Coast call, but Hattie Jane suggested taking M-Strides and sticking them on either side of my knee. And to keep them in place, I took a far infrared wrap and pulled it up on my thigh to hold the top of it, and the far infrared knee wrap on my calf, and set them on the side just like the little kids would have a brace on their legs. And within 3 or 4 days, that knee settled down. So. It's sort of an unusual way to use a M-Stride, but sure worked.
You know, and Steve, you bring up a really valid point, because most of us, when the weather gets warmer, if we enjoy gardening or if we, you know, got any amount of projects on our property, if you're living in an apartment or a condo where you've got nothing to maintain, that's not, you know, this is irrelevant for us. But those of us who have any, you know, we live on 5 1/4 acres, so and it's all slope, so it doesn't maintain itself. And I enjoy getting out there and working it. And, you know, this week it's been this, you know, painting project. But up and down and moving around and bending in awkward angles, and Stacy kept saying that last night, it got near final, you know, quitting time about 9:30. And she said, man, I said, why don't you go get your MagFlex? And she said, yeah, I just don't want to stop. And as she got into bed last night, she was, you know, trying to find that perfect position, because there are several areas that were pulled. So Steve, you bring up a really valid point, is that, you know, if we can get into the preventative mindset to get the products on beforehand, or as you said, you know, consume more water to keep the inflammation at bay, really makes all the difference. And it brings up a valid point of making sure we increase the trace minerals into our body, and we can do that quite easily with the real salt. And remembering the formulation that for every quart of water that we consume, making sure we get a quarter teaspoon into our bodies. And I can tell you, I can give you, you know, so many different examples, but day to day, when it's warmer, if you're outside perspiring and it's, you know, you're getting water out of your body, you're also losing the trace minerals. And if you're putting the water in and not adding the minerals, then our bodies won't function the way they should. So making sure we do that. Again, not putting a quarter teaspoon in the quart of water and making brackish water. No, that's not what we're talking about. But just dumping it into the back of your tongue and swallowing water down, washing it down. And I start every day with that. When I take my vitamins first thing in the morning, that's what I do to make sure at least I'm getting it, and I carry salt and a little vial with me throughout the day. So if I'm out and about and all of a sudden I realize I've been consuming a lot of water, take another shot of it, and it's absolutely tremendous for making sure exactly what you're talking about, Steve, that doesn't happen. We can prevent that if we keep those minerals going in, because the Meekins technologies, the magnetic far infrared negative ions, especially in the insoles, the MagPlex, the MagDuo, having all three of the technologies in one, they are far more effective when we have the trace minerals in our body to move those electrolytes and move that electrical systems around. We have to have it in there to begin with for the products to really be effective. So,
Yes. It's Hattie Jane from Falls Church.
Well, thank you, Hattie Jane. You get to close us out with one more great suggestion or idea.
Well, it's kind of a weird idea. When the duct tape came out, besides working on my hammer toe by taping the top of my foot from the base of the toe up toward the ankle, I also put a strip, just a piece, one square, underneath my foot, starting from the toes, going back toward the arch in a kind of a square, so that the ball of the foot was covered. And what I found was that my swelling, normal chronic swelling that's been there for years because we've been walking on our feet all these times, became less and less and less, and I could move the junction between my toes much better.
Yeah, you know, and it's the nice thing, the first time ever, I think, that Meekins introduced a product with a little handy instruction sheet with the product rather than going to, you know, a manual. But taping with the, like I say to people, with the grain of the wood, with the grain of the tendons, the direction the same way they're going, not going across the arm or around the wrist, but with the direction, like what you're talking about, Hattie Jane, is on that foot, going the same direction. Now, I've talked to LaVon Wagenbaum.
Well, that's on the top, I'm sorry, but on the top of the foot, for just behind where that hammer, that toe starts to hammer.
Right.
But the ball of the foot going on the metatarsal area, which is just behind the toes, going toward the arch, but not on the arch, that area gets a nice firm pad over the years that helps protect us as part of our cushion for the bottom of our feet. But it can get really solid. And so my foot would have trouble flexing the toes from side to side. And with that opened that up so my foot was more flexible.
Yeah. And again, I remember LaVon Wagenbaum, she had stepped off of something and twisted or, you know, came down and her arch was really messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she did it both ways, with the grain of the foot from, you know, the toe up to the ankle.
Yes.
And then she went completely around her arch.
Yes.
But not too tight that you're cutting off the circulation, but to really provide the support. And if you look at any, I'm looking at mine right now, if you look at any of the Meekins socks, they have that built-in arch support, a different weave.
That's right.
Of the fabric, and high-end socks have that. because our arches need that support. Whether we have high arches or flat feet, it doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
Our arches need that support. So, again, utilizing the duct in that way, just going completely around if you've got a foot injury. Now, I should have done that a couple of days ago when I was, you know, painting something off the stool. But I didn't. Again, I just went right to the CM cream. I could have used a strip of the duct all the way around. But, you know, these are wonderful things. And, again, back all the way back to Nancy and Cindy and Colleen and Steve and you, Hattie Jane, all these different ideas are fantastic in little simple ways. We could go on and on and on with more of these, and I encourage you to share them both in this format on Saturday morning or Wednesday morning when I host the Zoom, the Nikan Live presentation. These are wonderful ideas. And, you know, I had somebody ask me the other day, Vance, you need to do a video of all the different ways that we can demonstrate, because Marty Jeffries on Wednesday provided one of the greatest formats for us that we've had in a long time, and it was a 22-minute presentation, his story, his convictions, but three different times during that presentation he shared, you need to get with the person who asked you to be on this presentation, on this call, and have them give you a demonstration of these products. He literally empowered us that, you know, people that were exposed to him sharing all the nuts and bolts of Nikan, but he empowered us to literally come in, you know, kind of like a knight in shining armor, so to speak, of, hey, let me show you, let me connect you with these products so you can see what he's talking about. There's nothing else out there that you can have instantaneous results like what we can provide with any, whether it's the water, the sleep system, the insoles, of getting somebody on it and saying, well, let's see how your body responds. It's great that we have all these.
I have an awareness. There's another aspect of that. I taped a lady who was avoiding redoing her surgery on her knees, and unfortunately, that was the only thing she had, and she didn't get back in touch with me. And she had a horrible night because I realized after I heard her story was that because the tape relaxed and softened and that area in which she was having so much discomfort on her knees, that then they went into spasm. And unfortunately, that gave her a terrible experience. And because I went too fast and I was too energetic, I lost the contact of the relationship. So I'll just share that with folks. Okay, there's a dumb thing I did. And to be aware when you have someone that's working with such a long-term chronic and having problems, to be mindful that they can be uncomfortable at first.
Yeah, and Marty shared that. I talked about his wife who was dealing with a life-altering condition, and that the first few nights, several nights, on the sleep system, it made things much worse. But then after a while, and here 20 plus years later, she's not dealing with that issue. She's not gone away. But the vitality of life that she enjoys today is a result of that, having that sleep system every single day.
My fault was that I didn't have the ongoing relationship enough. I moved too quickly.
Yeah. And again, you know, we all know this, but increase the water consumption. And as I told my barber friend, you know, Jenny, said, hey, you got to increase your shooter. I drink lots and lots of water. And I said, yeah, well, most Asians do, and I'm not being derogatory in that comment. They're more aware of what their body needs, and they're not going to be like us Americans who are drinking pop and other things. They're going to be consuming the water. So it's one of those things as well to make sure you're increasing the water consumption with any of the Nikan solutions, even the nutritionals. Especially the vital balance, you'll find that people will get better desired results faster with the vital balance if they increase their water consumption, because the probiotics that are in that are going to pull the nastiness and the junk and the toxicity out of the body. But if it doesn't have a way to flush it out, there's not an increase of water. It's not going to, and we want to get that out, because all in, you know, Hattie Jane, you and I could talk about this because I've seen the before and after shots of you, which are very alarming, in a wonderful way. but to see how the body will get to pull that stuff out, because all fat is a buildup of unnecessary things in the body, whether it's fat and sugar mm-hmm. and toxins. And if we can pull that out, that's what probiotics will do for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the vital balance is loaded with them, but if we can increase that water consumption, you know, get it. And I know people, there's only a few people, my younger brother Nick is one, that drinks more than half his body weight in water every single day. Yes, he goes to the bathroom on a regular basis. However, he knows. And again, Neken water is the only thing that we found. Unless you're tapped into a natural spring. If you have a spring in your backyard like we do, then great. But even well water. I was at a house the other day that, you know, did I drink? I know I didn't drink it out of the hose, but I could taste the difference in the water even coming through my spring bottle. And it's not all that it's all cracked up to be. So, hey, thank you to everybody who was able to share. I appreciate this. This is a ton of fun. One, to give just a quick commercial ad for Dr. Ash and Dr. Lindner, will be on with Dave Johnson's Zoom presentation that commences here in just a few minutes' time. Check your emails, and if you just want to dial in and listen via phone, that phone number is area code 646-568-7788. And again, you should have received an email. I think Dave Johnson sent this down. Yeah, it looks like through his Neken contact list or through the email broadcast system. But double check that. The one click via an iPhone or an iPad are wonderful to be able to tap into those. And these have been tremendously successful and educating presentations that have been going on now for over a month. Dr. Ash kicked them off, and we've had Dr. Lindner, and Dr. Herbert Pertino has also been on. But fantastic way to even introduce Neken to friends, too, for them to have the idea or the concept of what the different things that the products can do for people and the application thereof. So take advantage of that. Yes.
I think you also need the pen, even if you're listening.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you, Rita, for that reminder. The code, the webinar ID that you punch in once you are connected is 976-690-439-pound, the hashtag sign. Again, 976-690-439 is that. To get connected. Again, thank you for that reminder, Rita. So, hey, I want to encourage everybody, what are we, the June 25th? Is it the 25th already? Have a great rest of the month. And again, I'm not 100% confirmed. I've been hit and miss connecting with Madeline Zaworski this week, but I believe she will be our guest this next Saturday. She is a nurse out of the Cleveland area, and I can't remember if she was at Pharma Hospital or the Cleveland Clinic. I'm not sure where she practiced, but amazing wealth of resources of knowledge, not only how Neken's products work, but she's got some phenomenal testimonies, and I'm going to let her share that. But again, I think she's confirmed for next week, but if not, then we'll have another exciting guest with us. But and if there's anything that we can do on our end,
please repeat Ash's number.
The phone number, area code 646-568-7788. 646-568-7788. And then the ID number or the PIN code is 976-690-439-pound.
Thank you very much. You
guys, very, very welcome, Shirley. My pleasure.
You guys really were awesome.
And if you lose it, you can always go to the top of SaturdayAMLive.com, and the Zoom links are there.
There you go. So, again, and that goes for all the recordings every Saturday morning. Steve is our wonderful webmaster to the utmost in getting things posted there, and the links for these Zoom presentations are right there, and you can click on them and go from there. So anyways, have a fantastic weekend, and as I started to say, if there's anything that we can do on our end, don't hesitate. Our email address is rogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@gmail.com. Or just simply pick up the phone, or if you want to text me. Number is 503-348-0749. And please do yourself and me a big favor, and don't ever think that, you know, the people in Nikon that are, you know, whatever rank they are, they've been with Nikon a while, don't have this this myth that, oh, they're so busy because they're doing, you know, that's not the case. We are active by choice, but not too active to be able to help somebody who's got a question, you know, whatever it may be, whether it's a simple product application, or you need some help with some mentorship stuff, or whatever, or a three-way phone call. Please reach out, because you know we're not in this alone. There are no lone rangers. Everybody's got a Tonto, okay? No lone rangers in this industry, and especially in Nikon, and we'd be happy to serve, okay? All right. Well, again, thanks to everybody who shared this morning. Hattie Jane, and Steve, and Colleen, and Nancy, and I miss Cindy. Thank you, all of you who shared. Appreciate it greatly. And have a wonderful weekend, and finish out the month strong. Go for whatever goals you put in front of you, and you may find it surprising, and you may surpass those goals. And then all you got to do is, my dear friend, Herb Rapp says, don't just keep adjusting it. You should never hit a goal that you've, written down or setting to achieve. You should always be moving that goal, and moving the target to making it more defined and bigger and better. And then, because the next month, when we hit the ground running again, the first of the next month, we have a much better footprint, a much better area of coverage, in that we've exposed more people. And which means more follow-up. So, again, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
Great call.